Now we know this very well, this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in paradise, in heaven, Allah ta'ala has instilled many different levels in paradise. And we all know this. And every level in paradise is ala, is high. But if we look at all of the levels, the stages in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has told us that the mu'mineen, the believers, have to tread and walk and abide in those levels. And all of the different levels we have in paradise, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has set aside and created these for the mu'mineen, for the believers. And to attain these levels, to get this destination of paradise, an individual has to make effort in this world. And for that reason, Allah ta'ala has given us a'mal, deeds. And through the deeds, and along with practicing deeds, because there's no doubt that to get to the high stages of paradise, we need to spend time in this world, we need to make effort, we need to try our best. But obviously our lifespan is limited. We know this, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years maybe, 100 years max maybe. After that, a person's probably useless physically. And to get the levels of paradise, doesn't matter how long the life is in this world for an individual, it is not enough in reality to get the maximum that we need in hereafter. But as I have said this before, probably, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has prepared the means to attain the maximum in hereafter. Allah ta'ala has created wasail, means, methods through which an individual can do things. Allah ta'ala has given the capability for an individual to do things that through those means, an individual can attain the maximum level in the hereafter. And what are those means that Allah ta'ala has given to us in this world? Despite the fact that our life is short, Allah ta'ala has given us such amal, such deeds, that insan, the human being, there has been given the open playing field. You don't have to wait for special moments, you don't have to wait for special days, you don't have to say, oh, I have to, can only pray 5 times a day, what do I do for the rest of the day if I want to get reward? Or Hajj is only once in my life, what do I do after that? Or Quran recitation, I can't do all day long and I want to recite Quran if I want after. I need to spend all day doing good things because I need paradise. So it's not that we are relying on certain times or moments or special actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made human beings such that with every breath of a human being, the human being can earn paradise. One breath of a human being, one breath, and especially the mu'min, the believer, it can never go to waste. One breath of a mu'min, not even a breath of a believer is, you can say, deserved of going to waste. That's how valuable is our life. So if we were to suddenly now come to our senses, pull ourselves together, praise be to Allah. Allah has given us many methods. Ahsani taqweem. Allah says that I've created the human being as the best creation, the superior creation. Allah says, get yourself together, pull yourself together, focus, pay attention. It's not hard for every single human being to get to the highest level of paradise. But despite this fact that we've just discussed, despite this reality, on the Day of Judgment, when we human beings will arrive to the plane of Hashar, on the Day of Judgment, then we will see a certain item, or we will see something, a scene, we'll be shocked, we'll regret, we'll cry, we'll shriek, we'll scream, we'll regret, because we'll see that all those small deeds that Allah Ta'ala in return for them was to give big rewards, and we think they're minor rewards. That when we will see the rewards, the value of those so-called small deeds, we could have done it now, we'll be shocked. And then we'll see that the means were there in our eyes, and I'll say, oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I knew this, I should have done this. So this is something to worry about now, right now. Let's pull ourselves together. Maut hasn't come yet. Death hasn't come yet. That's why I am requesting, let's improve our lives, let's change our lives, let's make our lives for the better. That's why I'm saying that we are not here for nothing. Let's not live a life full of waste of time. Don't think you're here for just a few things. Let's use our senses, pull our senses together. Let's not waste our time. And look, the smallest of deeds, so-called smallest of deeds, that we could do with ease, the thawab, the darajat, the rank in paradise, the rewards Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about Jannah, paradise in the Qur'an. And Allah Ta'ala has given us a sketch. Allah Ta'ala has given us a sketch. In reality, what is Jannah? Our thoughts cannot reach to the point that what is Jannah? What is paradise? Allah Ta'ala has given us a sketch, a bit of description. What is Firdaus? What is Jannatul Firdaus? What about the rivers flowing beneath the houses or the parts of Jannah? Many times when people speak about Jannah or read or in the Quran, we hear about Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned a lot of times gardens, and beneath the gardens, rivers that flow. We think I will be a garden like we see here and a river flowing underneath it. No, these are just words that Allah Ta'ala has delivered to us in the Quran for us to somehow comprehend something about Jannah. But what will it be? And maybe to get to this maqam, we only need to do a minor action that will take us there. It's not necessary, as I said before, we have to do big things. Allah Ta'ala has made a human being compact. A human being has a limited time frame. And obviously we have only certain moments that we can do things, but no, we can do every breath of our life, and that will take us. Maybe this certain action will give us the best in the hereafter, because Allah Ta'ala will invite us one day. It's just the invitation we're waiting for. Allah will take us from this world and we will get to the hereafter, and there'll be one thing specific, that why did we leave the good deeds? We'll ask ourselves this question. This is what we'll be thinking then. When we'll be knocking around on the Day of Judgment and we'll be struggling, and I said, these deeds, I could have done these deeds and I left this deed, such a small deed, and I left it. Why did I leave this? I'll be shocked on the Day of Judgment. My jaws will drop. I'll say, oh, how did I leave this? And the greatest of pious people will be shrieking and screaming, what mistake did I make? And if today we take all of that mistake, alhamdulillah, then we can be extremely successful. Extremely successful. We have a bit of courage, bit of determination, bit of focus, bit of planning, a bit of foresight, we can become hugely successful in the hereafter. If I will see the mistakes I made in the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Judgment, I say, Allah, these deeds I left, I could have done this, I had a chance, I had time. And the reason that I will have left big deeds and small deeds and the minor deeds, we leave them every day, every few minutes. What will be the reason? Let's think about that now. What's the reason? It's not a reason that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not told us the reason. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us the reason why we leave good deeds, and he has given us the cure to come back to those good deeds. SubhanAllah. So if we're silly and stupid, we don't understand, we keep on following this routine which has no end, which has no focus, we don't know where is Jannah, how do I get to Jannah, how do I get to the highest daraja, highest rank, what will I attain? Here, we just think there's some other motive. For example, if you live in a 2-bedroom house and if you're about to get a 3-bedroom house cheap, we'll run. We'll leave the 2-bed and say, oh, I'm getting the 3-bed. And if there's a garden on top, then I'll run even more fast towards that. Because we don't even have this understanding about the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala's words, we don't have yaqeen. We don't have certainty. We leave deeds. So what is it that makes us leave the deeds? That we're not that stupid. We're not that foolish, are we? We have the strength, we have the capability, we have the determination, possibly. But there's a disease or an illness that is preventing us to do good deeds. Alhamdulillah, we are fine, we're healthy, we have brains, we have intellect, we have understanding. Maybe it's, for example, we have health, we have wealth, and we have understanding. So, for example, if there's somebody who's healthy and he eats and he drinks, and the person goes to the doctor and says, doctor, I eat, I drink, I'm big, I've got a mouth, I've got a tongue, I've got teeth, I can eat, I can swallow, I can chew, I can eat, everything is fine. But still he has an issue within. He says, doctor, there's an illness within that I can't eat, and it's not allowing the food to go through or digest. So there's a disease that's preventing us to do big deeds, small deeds, good deeds. What is that disease? What is that illness, my friends? Let's think about that now. What's preventing us practice good for thereafter? And we even know what is that illness. We know what that disease is. We've been told what that illness is. And we even know what the cure is, but we don't go towards it. So the disease is called laziness. Laziness, negligence, you can call it lack of awareness or rejection. Small word. Yeah? This is it. Susti. In Urdu, susti, laziness, laid back, we don't care carefree. The biggest cancer, which, for example, cancer is the biggest physical disease that eats away at the cells of the body within seconds. And this illness spiritually is much higher in magnitude that destroys a person for the hereafter. In terms of the hereafter. This is a big cancer of the hereafter. Laziness. In Arabic, kasal. Ajeeb illness. Bad illness. Why don't you pray salah? Just a little bit. It's lazy. Just can't pray. Why don't you recite the Quran during the day? Just a little bit lazy, negligent, laid back. Can't be bothered, in other words. So all our life long, small deeds that we know about, with ease we can practice them. Just can't be bothered. Can't be asked. I don't feel like it. I'm lazy. And this is worse than cancer. We're sat down. We have health and wealth and body. And there are many deeds we can do without wudu. As I said, every breath of a mu'min is valuable. Why don't I do this deed? I'm just lazy. Can't be bothered. I don't feel like it. Why don't you get up on time? I don't feel like it. And easy deeds, we are fast. Our brains are fast. And if we see the scene of laziness, that for example, if something bad comes in front of us, all night long we'll sit up, stay awake, our eyes will be open wide, we'll drink tea upon coffee upon tea, we'll stay awake, and we'll use our bodies to be involved in sin. And we won't want to miss it for an inch, for a millimeter, the sin. Where's the laziness then? Where's the can't be bothered then? Where's the don't feel like it then? So we are available and we are capable, but we carry out actions of sin. And we waste our time due to laziness, neglect, and can't be bothered. And we have this experience in our lives. If we take the sketch, the scene of our life, let's scan our lives. Let's scan the day that's just gone. How much time in this day have we wasted? How much time in this day we couldn't be bothered or didn't feel like it or were lazy? Is this our life? Is this a good life? Do we think that Allah Ta'ala doesn't know what's happening? Does Rasulullah SAW not know what's happening? Or the angels, can they cannot see what's happening? Did the Rasulullah SAW not teach us what to do for thereafter? We're worse than the animals. Worse animals. We had so many chances today, so many opportunities that we could have recited kalamats, verses, statements. Which Muslim doesn't know durood? Durood. Sending durood and salah al-Nabi and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every durood itself is a great statement that is the greatest thing indeed. From every durood you will attain the maximum that you need. You will get durood of different lengths, of different recitation, with different content, with different effect. And if you recite it, your heart will be full of noor. But we're sat, we don't want to move our tongues. We know the durood, we don't want to recite it. Hafidh of Qur'an. He knows the Qur'an and he sat down silent. I don't want to recite anything. He doesn't know that if I'm sat down, let me recite one ruku of Quran by heart. No, I read it in the morning. I don't have time now to do it. Why? Because I got Jannah in the morning. Okay, then you'll get that Jannah for those few minutes in the morning that you spend. Insan should not spend 1 second of the day in laziness, negligence, or wasting time. When we see that, when I feel that I'm lazy, when I know that I'm not spending my time every second, then I know I'm not building for thereafter. Laziness is such a disease that even if a person, for example, is ill and he's lying down on the bed, on the mattress, and he's lying down on the mattress, he's ill, cannot eat, cannot drink, even then that person should not waste the time, even that state on the mattress. He can in paradise. We have the finger, we have the hands. If we cannot move the hand, then close your eyes and say Subhanallah, 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 and move the lips. Every second you can recite tasbihat, the whole body Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah Ta'ala said, I've made you in such a way that there are 100 levels in paradise and you can attain the maximum. So let's today look at our life. Let's today look at the day that's gone. We could have earned masses of rewards. And how much time in the day did we waste? I could have practiced, but I didn't practice. I could have earned for thereafter, but I didn't earn for thereafter. Is this not the case, my friends? So then, why? That we know we're going to pass away. I want to become Bayazid Bastami. I want to become Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahmatullah. I want to become fast. I want to become Rabi al-Basri, rahmatullah alayhi. I want to be, please Hazrat, tell me the zikr to do so I can become the great Wali, the Ghaus. So that I, please do tawajjah on me, Hazrat. Please pay attention on me, Shaykh, on my heart. And just pass a merciful glance on me so I can become Bayazid al-Bastami and Junaid Baghdadi, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, I can make you the greatest. Every one of you, you have a machine. There's a machine. You are a machine yourself. Allah Ta'ala says, I've made such a machine, a motor, that just like the taxi meter runs, when it runs, then we have a meter. We can earn the currency for the hereafter every second, but let's turn the meter on at least. Let's turn it on. So will you pay attention to what I'm saying? Please do pay attention. So now, we need to think here, that after today, what will I do? Because life is not passing the wrong way. My friends, life is passing not the wrong way. We're off track. We're off track. We need to bring change, improvement. We need to reform and improve our lives to become better people. So the first step, what do we have to do? Who do we have to oppose? We have to oppose laziness. Who do we have to fight? Laziness, can't be bothered attitude. And to become a person who's opposite to can't be bothered, we need to become awake. Somebody asked Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah, the Hazrat, I'm extremely neglectful. Hazrat said, there's a cure. That the cure for laziness is to become alert, alive, awake. Pull yourself together. So now I know, I can ask myself, why am I not doing these actions? Why am I not practicing? I knew until today, I could have done these things, but I didn't. So now I'm sat down, I need to realize, I need to see that I'm sat down, I've got fikr, now I'm sitting here, I've realized, what am I doing? What am I doing with my day? What am I doing in this world? Why has Allah sent me here? What am I doing in this world? What's my objective? Me, this person sitting here, this body, what's my objective in life? Where am I going? Where am I going to reach? And how am I going to get there? So, why can I not practice? Why don't I do good deeds? And the answer comes, I'm lazy. Then get up and become alive. Did you not hear the bayan of Hazrat? I'll be asked on the Day of Judgment, what was laziness? Come on, do something, do some actions for the hereafter. Yes. So make a program, a schedule to earn for the hereafter. That's it. Why is your mouth closed? Why are your hands still? Why is your body still? What's your excuse? Why are you not moving? Why are you not doing? No excuse. So first and foremost, the human being has to make an agreement with him or herself. I'm not doing anything. Good. For example, you stood at the shop. Why are you stood at the shop? I'm stood at the shop. I'm not moving my body, my hands, my mind. How are you going to buy anything? How are you going to purchase anything? How are you going to take anything on? So if you're stood in the shop and no customers are coming, the stock is there, you're not inviting people, you're not doing some merchandising. So you have to ask yourself, you're the shopkeeper, you want to earn for the shop, you want to earn some goods in the world. So why don't you now think the same way with regards to the deen? Let's select some amal, some deeds that you prefer. Okay, I'll start reciting Subhanallah from today, Durushi from today, Tasbih from today, I'll do Allah from today. Okay, I'll do Maraqbah from today. You have a choice. Open playing field. Allah says, I've given you vast choices. It's not that you can just do it in the morning. Or is it just in the morning, in these few minutes, I'm going to recite the Quran and I should have a muhabbat with the Quran, have a small Quran on my body. Okay, I've done some dhikr. Okay, let me recite two ruku, two pages or two portions of the Quran. Let's see what Allah Ta'ala is saying to me. Let me speak to Allah now. Let's discuss with Allah. I've done a bit of dhikr. Now let's recite some Quran. I've done this. Now let me do something else. Okay, let's start talking to Allah. I'll do a bit of tilawat, recitation. Oh, you have yaqeen, my brothers, have yaqeen. When we start to make our life practical, subhanAllah, then the customer for sin will look bad to us. And when we stood even in our workplace, we will not want to earn more dunya than is necessary. We'll say, oh, where's this customer come from? Oh, he's disturbing me, man. I need to earn. Oh, quickly, customer, take the goods you need and buy what you need and pay for it, because I need to do some more deeds for thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards, the love and the, you can say, intoxication when a person's practicing deeds, it's so unique. We haven't even felt the intoxication yet. This is such a pack. If we drink half a bottle of practicing good deeds, you'll be in such a drunken state of earning for the hereafter that you'll be amazed that, huh? Where was I before this? In Quran, if a person does ghusl with dhikr, purification with dhikr, with the remembrance of Allah, and in the pocket is Quran, and the heart says what? I want to speak with the Rahman, then what will happen? Comes out the Quran, Allah. And where will the insan reach? Subhanallah. Where will the insan reach? Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his Quran, and the person will start crying from the tears. The Quran will speak to you, speak with you. Allah will say that if you want to speak with me, then Allah says, I'm ready to speak to you, and I will speak to you according to your standard. What you desire, I will speak to you on that platform. The desires you have, I will speak to you in that way. When you open the Quran will start to speak to us. But who's going to do this? Who is prepared to do this? Oh, if we don't... we just snore away. And then when we sleep, we have such loud snoring. And you know, when people snore and then they yawn and loudly, this is a very bad habit. And shaitan makes a person do this, that this is a very bad habit to make noises when you're yawning loudly or snoring. And shaitan laughs that, oh, you're lazy, you're sleeping, you're not even waking up now for salah, and you're snoring loudly at the time. It's a hukum. When a person feels sleepy, then suddenly, a person that, for example, you should move your lips in such a way that the sound of yawning and snoring, a person needs to try to control that. So for example, when a person yawns, then he screams out, oh, like this, and he's yawning and making noise. No, control oneself. So brothers, laziness, to overcome laziness, firstly, we need to have a bit of courage and determination. What am I doing with my life? I'm wasting time, number one. So pull ourselves together and let's understand and realize that we're not utilizing time properly. And number two, we have to accept that I've got a big disease and an illness that I'm wasting my time. And this will destroy me in the hereafter. It will not allow me to earn. And then there's another action that the individual should perform. That with your wife or your friend, and you say to your mother or somebody who's at home with your sister or brother, if your wife is close, that that look at me, I'm sat a bit lazy, there's nothing else for me to do, it's salah time, it's ajeeb, this is happening, that's happening, and I'm feeling a little bit sleepy, please do something that when I feel sleepy or lazy and I can't be bothered, then maybe sprinkle a bit of water on my face, my head. I won't say nothing to you, don't let me sit down lazy, push me out of the house that I have to go and do something good, and don't worry, I won't be unhappy with you at that time. Inshallah, when you'll start doing this, your wife or someone who's at home, they say, get up, come on, wake up, otherwise I'll stop making food for you. I will not give food for you. So give the sign, the signal to the peace of your permission. Don't look at my face, even if I'm angry that time, don't worry about my anger, because you will be helping me to go towards paradise. If I'm not getting up, waking up, push me for this. And Amma, maybe she will say, oh, it's okay, son, sit down. Oh, pray Salah at home. Oh, it's okay, it's only namaz. Oh, you can start from tomorrow in the masjid. But your wife will say, ah, watch me now. I'm going to get you out of the house. You need to go to the masjid to pray. And she will not allow you to sit around if she's a good wife, if she's a good woman. So, or tell your brother or a friend. This is another cure. The third cure that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that this is a bad state of affairs, laziness, can't be bothered attitude. And for this, Rasulullah has given us a unique cure in a unique way, in a beautiful way. Allah, that can take us close to Allah. How? That this state of affairs, this is a big illness, is very dangerous, very dangerous, that directly the consequence will be bad for us. So we'll need to do an action that we need to ask Allah for protection. We need to ask Allah from protection, that those things that Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked and sought refuge from and protection from, how dangerous they must be. Those items that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has sought refuge from and protection, they must be severely bad for us. So this is the final cure, that we need to go towards Allah directly and say directly to Allah in dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qasli. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qasli. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al. This much we have to a person say regularly when a person's lazy, can't be bothered, when he can't do deeds, is steadfast on negligence and laziness, do this dua. Alhamdulillah, those fara'id which are the highest grade, they will not even stop for a second. The question doesn't arise. Rather, the smallest of deeds, a person will become alert and awake. How can it be I was sitting here doing nothing empty-handed? I need to do something. I need to practice. So make this your recitation. Allah, I seek refuge from laziness, can't be bothered attitude, and wasting time attitude. This is dangerous for me. Allah, this is dangerous for me. Allah, protect me, protect me. Not just this. A person can do amal in any condition, in any state of affairs. A person's ill. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qasli. Because I don't know that this could be my final illness. I may pass away. Allah, please, don't let me be lazy now. Shaitan, I want to stay away from him. Allah, make me alert, awake. So I practice. Allah, allow me to do good deeds right now, even if I'm ill. And the fourth practical solution is this, that an individual needs to make a schedule of life. Break down your life into components and make a habitual lifestyle. Make a routine of life. Schedule of life. Time frame. timetable, a routine of your life and a routine of your day. Definitely in the day you should have a program. Just like we feed a program, a computer program, into a computer to give an output. When you make a program and press return, there's an output. So in the same way, make a schedule of your day. I'm going to do this, this much. I'm going to recite this much Quran, this much durood, this much dhikr, this many good actions, this at this time, this at that time. There shouldn't be a gap of seconds in your day, different amal, different deeds, and you'll feel enjoyment, satisfaction. Spiritual satisfaction and enjoyment you will feel, and satisfaction and achievement you will feel. So these actions will lead to the elimination of laziness, because you'll have a program, a schedule. Allah Azhab will come at this time, I'm going to do tasbih, this time I'm going to do some dhikr, this time I'm going to read some Quran, in the morning I'm going to go here, in the afternoon I'm going to do this. The whole day you'll have a sketch, this time I'm going to drink some tea, when I drink tea I'll relax, then after relaxing I'm going to listen to Hazrat's cassettes or bayans, or I'm going to listen to good things, and when I'm sat to listen, drink tea, then I'll start listen the bayan, the latest mefil, the latest majlis, and inshallah with your cup of tea and relaxation there'll be noor. Aha, not for a second will you pass your life or the day in laziness. You'll be in the car, no laziness, no wasting time. You should never be a waste of time in the mu'min's life. Never should a breath be exhaled, which is wasting. Inhaled, which is wasted. Beautiful amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us durood sharif, adhkar, and recitation of dhikr, and Quranic verses. Karam, karam, karam. Merciful Allah has given us so much. When a person makes a routine, Allahu Akbar. This is what the walis of Allah teach us. They make a schedule of life, schedule of day, then grab hold of them. Not that, oh, I did it one day, then next day, oh, I can't be bothered, then do tasbih in the morning, then read ishraq. This is not the life of a mu'min. That if a person reads ishraq, he shouldn't say, oh, I've done enough for the day, then get ready for the next action. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, because your day, then you'll be a bit tired maybe after ishraq, so have some other action then at that time that will help you whilst you're tired. I want to relax now. This is a good action as well. Definitely relax. Definitely. So, for example, I have woken up in the morning early, I did ibadah, I did ishraq salah. Now I need to sleep. Then, whilst you're doing do dhikr, whilst you're sleeping, sleep in the sunnah way, and that will also be counted as ibadah. Then you'll wake up fresh. What I'm going to do now, pray this nafil, or do this tasbih, or do this action. Such a program will be set that your dunya is running, and in parallel, your akhira is running and being earned. Should this be the case in our life or not? So write this down. MashaAllah, everyone's got a computer in your hand. You have this computer that we have in our pockets. We watch programs on these. So what do we do? That if your program and schedule is being disturbed, then you'll feel a bit of pain. Then it won't be the case that, for example, people knock on your door. What should we do now? Except say, no, sorry, I can't meet you now. Meet me at this time at this place and we'll discuss. That's when the walis of Allah, they have a schedule. They say, oh, he's making a fuss. I came to see him. He didn't meet me and this and that. I was waiting for him. He didn't give me time. Brothers, they've taken out laziness and negligence from their lives, and they have a program of life, a schedule of life, and they fed this into their lives, they fed this into the computer of life that Allah Ta'ala has given to them. And this is not my life, Allah, this is your life, Allah. You gave me this life, you gave me the breath, so I fed my schedule into your computer, and I will not even tread a footstep without your decision, without your preference. And this is why the Quran says that, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says, those people have sold themselves for my happiness. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand? Has something gone in our minds, brains? Will change come in our lives after today? Look how dangerous is time wasting. So have you analyzed today that how much life we're wasting before today? Why? Susti, laziness. Is this a word? Astaghfirullah. Is it worth being a word? Why didn't you come in the morning to Fajr? Oh, I was just a bit lazy. Were you healthy? Yes. Were you ill? No. For example, oh, I wasn't ill. People say I'm old and I'm bone idle. No. I was fine. So why didn't you come in the morning? Please do dua for me. Please do dua for me. Oh, I just couldn't come. This is a common answer. Fajr Salah has been eliminated from people's lives. If you don't wake up for Fajr, your day is wasted. You've gone to destruction. You've gone into the ditch of hellfire. The person who leaves Fajr Salah, and he knows it that he's leaving Fajr Salah. I swear by Allah, he has destroyed his life. And if it doesn't, if may it not be that Allah brings death that day, Allah, 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 what a big punishment. Allah, na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. Allah, such a great karam and mercy of Allah that the Fajr prayer in the morning, Allah is calling us, Allah is inviting, come, I call you. Noor is there, light is there, the light is about to come out, sun is about to rise, and the angels are rejoicing in heavens, and the birds are singing, the sun's about to come out, and the noor is about to descend into the world, and the change in the heavens is coming, and a person sleeping at that time, insan, human being, Even in the day, you can work as hard as you want. You can sit in the masjid all day long, but you won't get kak. You won't get zero. You won't get nothing. This is not ibadah according to our choice and freedom. Okay, I'll keep a fast in the day, nafal fast, and I don't have to pray in the morning. No, Allah will throw such fast back in the face. This is nafs ibadah, nafs worship. Allah says, ibadah is that worship that when I call you, then you come at that time. Allah says, that's the kamal. That's the achievement, that oppose your nafs and practice. Not you obey your nafs and practice. Subhanallah. Allah says, if you live your life according to my desire, that's when you've achieved. And that's when the taste is there. If you're living your life according to your desire, you can fast as much you want. And raya and showing off and charity. I've kept 10 fasts and this. And I pray when I want and leave when I want. I leave Zohr in Jamaat. I leave Asr in Jamaat. I leave Fajr in Jamaat. I don't go Jamaat in the masjid. This will be thrown back in my face. In other words, I've made the program of life according to my desires. And I don't follow Allah Ta'ala's object, Allah Ta'ala's framework. Then let's close the masjids then. What's the point of having masjids? If we're going to live a life like this, mu'mineen, then why have we made these headquarters masjids? What's the link between me and my masjid? And the masjid. That's all. I come with a big head. I'm a sheikh and I do ibadah and I can go masjid when I want and leave when I want. No. Make your program. When Allah is calling, then run to Allah. When Allah says you're free and on holiday, then you have to say that how do I approach Allah in this instance? So Allah Ta'ala called me at that time. Now how do I go to Allah at that time? So I set my program for the day. No excuses. I'm going to shop. I'm driving a car, taxi. I'm busy. There's no excuse. Allah Ta'ala says there's no excuse. When I call, you have to come. Allah says, I want to see you. Not for a second can you live your life against my preference. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, Allah willing, after today we will fall into line on these principles. Yes, so I'm telling you about how to oppose the nafs. So let's promise today that we definitely will follow these cures for laziness. Will we do this? Inshallah. Now we can say, now I'm speaking like the teacher to the students, the sheikh's cure. How do we eliminate the nafs? So, we love the dunya most, we love mal and wealth. We recognize the pound more than we recognize our mother. We recognize the pound coin, the pound. Money, we embrace it, we don't let it drop on the ground, the pound. Yes, even if it drops into the drain, we'll put a hand, it's alright, it's not dirty, it's okay. We'll put a hand into the drain, dirty drain. My 5 pounds dropped, nobody leaves. I've never seen anyone today. The 5 pounds in the drain, the dirty drain. Once I played a little game. When I had a shop, I said, let's see the dunya today, how much greed. So there was the pound coin came out new, that was new that time. So I put some glue on the pound, put it on the ground in front of my shop, and I put the pound. I said, let's see what happens now. A little bit of a game, just playing. And what a game. Whoever would walk past, you suddenly see the pound, bend down. First he'd look around, and then he'd just wipe his hand over the pound, and if it wouldn't move, then he'd move on. Every man, old, young, child, woman, man, would drop to that pound and look around quickly. Is anyone looking? I'll tell you a style. They look, you do something to look, and they try to scrape that pound. That he didn't want someone to see that, oh, maybe there's disrespect. And they try quickly with the fingers to pull out that pound, and then they'd move on. Until today, I remember, I've not seen a day that a person has left any money ever. 1 pound. It was 1 pound on the ground. Nobody left that pound. Everybody tried to get that pound. So this is dunya. This is the world. And this pound, Allahu Akbar, it's not going to come out of it. Every man's going to try to get the pound that he loses or he thinks he's lost. My brothers, so what we need to do is we need to make a plan of life. So we come to this position. Now we've realized, we have realized, we can analyze that why am I leaving these deeds? Why am I wasting my time? Straight away the announcement will come. Oh, I can't be bothered. I'm lazy. I can't be asked. So when we have this reason that comes from our mouths and due to laziness, we leave an action, that my brothers do an action to eliminate this. That to leave the laziness for every action, then put a fine. There are two fines. We run from these two fines. One is money and one is sajda, sujood. We run towards money and we leave the prostration. We leave the prostration straight after fard. We run away from the masjid. Oh, I don't have to pray sunnah. It's not necessary. Nafal salah. I don't need to pray. Oh, it's not in sharia. This is shaitan's invitation. He doesn't want you to prostrate. So two things we need to do. That whenever our amal we leave due to laziness, the deeds, then go to your pocket and say, I'm going to pay a fine. Make a niyyah today that I will take out 5 pounds for leaving one deed due to laziness. Then I will see how we wake up. When 25, 30 pounds comes out of our pockets in the day, because we want to earn Jannah. So I've told you the cure. Alhamdulillah, we'll remember Jannah at that time. I tell you definitely we will remember Jannah. We'll have to take out 25, 30 pounds in the day, and then after that we will earn for the hereafter, and we will never have to pay the fine. Never. And then even if it's a pound, okay, come to a pound. Start with a pound fine. A pound fine. Any deed that I have shunned or left or rejected, or neglected due to laziness, or can't be bothered, or can't be asked, and make me Allah, whichever deed I leave due to laziness, then I will pay the fine of £1. Do we make this promise? Inshallah, I can't hear you. Say Inshallah, I can't hear even now. Inshallah. Now we can hear the commitment. £1? Nothing. That same pound, I told you about it, didn't I? So whenever we leave a deed due to not being bothered, we're lazy, neglect, laid back, carefree attitude, then pay the pound fine. Oh no, 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 I'm going to read Quran now. Oh okay, I better sleep now in the sunnah way. At least I won't pay the pound fine if I'm sat down to drink tea. Or let me read this kitab, or hear this bayan, or do something good. After some days, your routine will be made, and you become such an individual that you won't know the meaning of sitting down free. Subhanallah. You will not even know what is the meaning of sitting down free. Because Allah Ta'ala has created the human being with this fitrah. أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ This is the fitrah of the human being. That not a minute can you stay empty handed. There's a new meaning of this verse. A new meaning. That not a meaning can you stay free. Allah says, I've created you in this way. That not for a minute can you remain without doing good actions. That a person, for example, if you take a magnet, and the magnet won't pull on the brick or stone, but when there's an electric current or a magnetic force opposite in another object, then the magnet will pull on that. So Allah says, you are like the magnet. Allah says, I've made you like this. Then not for a minute should you want to be far from me. Allah says, there's a magnetic pull, a pull of forces between Allah and the creation. Allah says that when you become lazy, then you become one with Allah. Every moment you want to become one with Allah. You want to be close to Allah. So my brothers, my colleagues, this is what I've understood today. Let's understand. I've spoke to you. You are pious, mashallah. These are all words for me today. Let's make niyyah though. Because this is all for me. But you make niyyah that we are not going to live the life of laziness. And we won't allow laziness to come into our lives. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.